Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. So I just came across some articles referencing the labor market that I wanted to share with you. I think this is a rather ominous sign that we could be seeing. And I also want to share a personal story, anecdotal story, that may give you some information that you would find interesting on this topic. So let's first and foremost do a quick screen share. We're going to go over to the AP. This is the article I was referring to. Walmart lays off hundreds of employees and requires others to relocate. And we'll just go through. I don't have any highlights, but it's a very short article. Walmart on Tuesday announced layoffs affecting several hundred jobs at the retail giant's campus offices. It also said it will require most remote workers and personnel in its Dallas, Atlanta, Toronto offices to relocate to its primary offices in Arkansas, Jersey, and San Francisco. The news conveyed via Walmart's staff memo, Associated Press. The quote from their memo, bringing more of us together more often. So this is something that I have heard a lot of insiders referencing, not Walmart specifically, but I know a lot of guys in the digital marketing space, and some of these guys have really big agencies. And they have clients like a lot of Fortune 500 companies. And what they're hearing from their clients is, yes, we were allowing people to work from home, but now we're bringing them back into the office. Not all of them, but a lot more than we had before because productivity. They see more productivity with people coming into the office. And right now, their revenues are declining. Their profits are declining. So they have to get more out of the employees they have. And that's this trend that I think will continue into the future. And we can see it playing out right in front of our own eyes with Walmart. So number one takeaway here is they are starting to lay off employees. Number two, the employees that they do have, they're bringing them back into the office to get more productivity out of them. And this, trust me, I know this from experience. This is exactly what you do when you see the revenues start to decline, you see the profits start to decline, or you see some storm clouds in the future as an entrepreneur, you say, how do I get more out of the employees that I have? Now let's combine this with another article I just saw on MarketWatch. Cracker Barrel is the latest restaurant chain to signal trouble ahead as it sees fewer diners. So just add this to the list of McDonald's, Starbucks, Pizza Hut, KFC, Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, Inc., late Thursday. So this is a few days old. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Today's Thursday. there you go, George. Now it makes more sense. I totally spaced that. Okay. Getting back to the article, call for lower profit and sales ahead of its welcomed fewer diners to its restaurant and slashed its dividend. Cracker Barrel said it expects fiscal third and fourth quarter results to be below expectations due to weaker than anticipated traffic. And why I'm bringing this up as far as layoffs is because that's probably the next step for a lot of these restaurant chains. And then lastly, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to kind of tie this together with a press release that I just saw from the New York Fed. So getting on to our next story with a bit of irony here. Indeed, if you guys don't know what they do, I think they're the number one job posting website online. They announced layoffs for 8% of their staff just over a year after they laid off a bunch of people. And this equates to about 1,000 people they are laying off. And this article said that specifically, this is concentrated in their U.S. operation. Now let's move over to this Fed article that I just saw, this press release. And this isn't the exact press release. I had to follow a link within the release that I'm referring to. So doing a lot of homework for the Rebel Capitalist community this evening. Delinquency is increasing in cards for maxed out borrowers. So people are not able to get the raises. They need to keep up with consumer price inflation. A lot of people are starting to lose their jobs, going back to the layoffs, the whole point of this article. And therefore, they're not able to make ends meet. they're having to max out the credit card. And then once they max out the credit card, they just can't pay. And you see the delinquency rate skyrocket, which is exactly what we're seeing play out in front of our eyes here. And this is not according to George Gammon or anything like that. This is me just relaying what the Federal Reserve themselves are saying. Hey guys, I want to invite each and every one of you to join me May 31st through June 2nd in Orlando for Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the annual conference I do, and this year it's going to be absolutely incredible. We're going to have some of your favorites there as speakers, guys like Jeff Snyder, Mike Green, The Real Estate, Kenny McElroy. We're going to have Robert Barnes. They're talking about freedom and liberty. Even Rich Cooper is going to be there discussing red pill issues. This event is all about giving you the intel, the insider information you need to not only survive 2024, but thrive. The whole reason I created this event was to give you the tools you need to build the future you deserve for yourself and your family. This is an event you are not going to want to miss. So to get more information, go to rebelcapitalistlive.com. You can see a full list of speakers we've had in the past. You can see clips from past events. And most importantly, you can get your tickets. As we get closer to the event, the tickets go up in price. So you're going to want to get those ASAP at rebelcapitalistlive.com. And we will see you in Orlando, May 31st through June 2nd. So let's look at some of these charts. This is the first one that really stuck out. Maxed out borrowers see increasing delinquency. So this is percentage of balances transitioning into delinquency. So if we look at this blue line, this is 90 to 100%. So the people that have completely maxed out their card or they're at 90 to 100% utilization, their delinquency rates really went down during the Cerveza sickness, as you can imagine, because of the stimmy checks and PPP and all and whatnot. But now, more recently, they've jumped up to the by far the highest level we have seen going back to at least 2015. That's what it shows on this chart. So back then we had, 20% back in 2015, about 20% of the balances were transitioning in the people that were maxed out were transitioning into delinquency. And today it's over 30 and it looks like it's continuing to go higher and higher and higher. And it's not just with the people that have completely maxed out. The utilization represented by this gold line of 60 to 90%, they're seeing the exact same trend, but just to a lesser degree. And these spreadsheets or these data are, they're breaking it down by age group. That's really interesting. So Gen Z, we've got 15.3% maxed out. Huh. Wow, that's really crazy because those are the individuals, that's the demographic who saw by far the most increase in their wages over the last few years. So I wish I could pull up that Atlanta Fed. I don't have that right in front of me. I apologize. But you guys probably remember that from watching my videos. I use it all the time when it breaks down the nominal wage increases by specific age groups. And 16 to 24, I mean, their wages went up by, I don't know, right off the top of my head, like roughly 20%, maybe more. And where every other age group was just way, it wasn't even close. I mean, let's just assume for a moment that they were at 20%, like the second place age group. Was it maybe 8 or 10? And again, I'm not using exact numbers. That's just kind of right off the top of my head. The point is that Gen Z had by far the biggest increase in nominal wages, but yet they're also the group that is maxing out their credit cards the most. So the share of maxed out credit card borrowers continues to climb. And although this is lower, share of balance held, that's interesting. So this red line depicts the share of balance held by maxed out borrowers. So we're not to the level on this chart that we were in 2019. But unfortunately, the trend is definitely going in the wrong direction. So here's the conclusion from the Federal Reserve themselves. We have shown that new credit card delinquencies are disproportionately ascribable to maxed out borrowers and their balances. The share of maxed out borrowers has been increasing from pandemic lows and is approaching pre-pandemic levels. And the delinquency transition rates of these maxed out borrowers are now noticeably higher than pre-pandemic. So let me read that again just so we're all on the same page. The share of maxed out borrowers has been increasing from pandemic lows and is approaching pre-pandemic levels. Okay, so that's the share of maxed out. Got it. And the delinquency transition rates of these maxed out borrowers. Okay. So when you just focus on the maxed out borrowers themselves, that's the first chart that we saw where their delinquency rates are way higher than they were going all the way back to 2015, and they're still going straight up. They say so far the data shows neither of these trends moving in the right direction. If these trends continue and other factors influencing delinquencies remain the same, credit card delinquencies are likely to continue to rise. Of course, macroeconomic conditions can move these trends in either direction. Right. But when we look at the macroeconomic trends in employment, we see that even when you look at the overall jobs numbers, those have disappointed. Remember non-farm payroll just a couple weeks ago. And then I believe it was last week when they came out with the jobless claims. That surprised to the upside. Then we're combining this with what we're seeing with all these retailers, restaurants, and the job posting sites themselves. And it points to these delinquencies with the credit cards continuing to go up. So food for thought there. We'll definitely have to keep track of this and see how these trends continue, because we have to incorporate this into our analysis of what we think is going to happen throughout the rest of 2024 and into 2025. There are no certainties, there are only probabilities, but we got to look at things from all angles and look at as much data as we can to make sure that we're doing a thorough analysis and we're not burying our heads in the sand, just hoping that when we wake up tomorrow, it's going to be rainbows, sunshine, and unicorns. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon or evening. In this case, as always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.